This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
We've learned more about how Microsoft worked closely with the U.S. government to provide access to user data. New documents have been leaked by Edward Snowden and reported in the Guardian newspaper. They show how the NSA got Microsoft to circumvent its own encryption. The NSA could then intercept communications like Outlook email or Skype video calls. Chester Wisniewski is with the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Thanks for joining us, Chester.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So Microsoft has been working very, very closely with the government, we learn, to provide them with ways to look at Microsoft and Skype's data. But this may be somehow good news for users?
Well, in a way, those of us who have a strong belief in the cryptographic techniques that we use to protect our data when we encrypt our thumb drives and our hard disks, or even maybe when we choose to use a personal email encryption program, lots of people have been suspecting that maybe the NSA has some sort of superpowers to break through that cryptography and read all those messages, even if you try to protect them. And it's quite obvious, since they're asking Microsoft to provide them backdoors and assistance in accessing data from users of Hotmail and Outlook.com and Skype, that they have no superpowers. In fact, our cryptography is holding up quite well, and they need some help if they want to break it.
What have we learned here?
If you're doing business with a U.S. company and storing data with that company, it is likely that under the law enforcement provisions of American law, that they will disclose that information. That shouldn't really be news, but no company as big as Microsoft has ever been outed or had to admit that they're breaking through their own, you know, cryptographic protections in order to share information with the government. I also want to be clear that this is not an indictment of Microsoft in any way, shape, or form. As an American company, they're compelled to comply with these laws.
Chester Wisniewski at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.